I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Nearly one-fifth of Lebanon's population is refugees from Syria. As bad as it is, there's another level that's not being discussed. The kids. Kids Alive International's Jed Hamoud says that kids who aren't Lebanese can't go to public school, which leaves the private schools or nothing.
Word has gotten out to many of the refugees that the Kids Alive home does accept children into their school system. So recently we have been inundated with applications from Syrian refugees.
They're doing more with less, but they need your financial support. Their staff is engaged in spiritual warfare. Will you pray with them too? Next, can we reach all of Africa's unreached with the gospel? Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous Mission, says yes. They made a commitment with fellow believers at a conference in Ghana last month. They want to establish a witness for Christ among the continent's 800 unreached people groups. Pray doors will be open as the ministry gets underway. To get connected, visit missionnetworknews.org. And where do you find hope? Believers around the world find it in God's Word. But two-thirds of the world is illiterate and can't read Scripture. Greg Kelly of World Mission.
It's critical that we put an audio Bible that's solar-powered into their hands so that it gives these people access to the Word of God.
World Mission is distributing treasures globally. You can take one on your next mission trip.
We see people come to Christ, and we see churches get planted. We see physical healings take place just because of the power of the Word of God in these areas.
We'll connect you at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN is now offering the book, The God Who Walks Beside Us by David Roper. It reminds us that God doesn't give up on us and uses us despite our brokenness. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.